This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tech stocks jumped on Monday ahead of a key Federal Reserve rate decision as investors set aside worries about stalled interest rates to focus on hopes around AI developments. The benchmark S&P 500 gained 0.6%, while the Nasdaq Composite surged 0.8%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added roughly 0.2% as stocks wholly rebounded from recent losses. Stocks have notched 2 weeks of declines in a row as hotter-than-expected inflation and other data surprises dented faith in a policy pivot by the Fed. All eyes are now on the Fed's March meeting starting Tuesday, watching for whether policymakers still expect to cut rates 3 times in 2024. Expectations are for the central bank to keep rates unchanged at a 23-year high in its decision on Wednesday. Techs rose buoyed by AI buzz as chipmaker NVIDIA's annual developer conference kicked off on Monday. Meanwhile, Alphabet shares climbed after a Bloomberg report that Apple is in talks to build Google's Gemini AI engine into its next iPhone. Investors are looking out for the public market debut of Reddit on Thursday under the ticker RDDT for insight into whether the market for new issues is reviving. The IPO is said to be as much as 5 times oversubscribed. Elsewhere, the market is widely expecting the Bank of Japan to ditch its negative rate policy and hike on Tuesday. Japan's Nikkei jumped 2% as investors welcomed the prospect. Looking at Monday's trending tickers, Tilray Brands shares jumped 15%, adding to Friday's gains on optimism over the prospects of rescheduling marijuana or moving the substance to a less restrictive classification. On Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris hosted a cannabis reform event calling for a reclassification of marijuana. A rescheduling would be expected to alleviate certain tax burdens on cannabis companies. And shares of Canoo soared 75% on Monday after the electric vehicle maker said the Department of Commerce approved its Oklahoma City facility as a foreign trade zone, FTZ, allowing for the elimination or deferral of customs duties. The company noted the FTZ approval marks a significant milestone that will accelerate Canoo's Made in America electric vehicle manufacturing strategy, improve unit profitability, and enable a faster path to break even. Canoo says it sources more than 90% of its parts from the U.S. and allied nations. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.